Well, hello guys. I'm your host, Dylan Nokel, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Red Lion Show with Pacific Exotics. Will this be episode number one? I think we're going to call it episode 0.5, technically. As you see, the chair to my left, which would be your right, doesn't have anyone in it at the moment, so this is a solo show, but I wanted to do a welcome show for you guys to see what the set's going to look like, what you guys are going to expect in the coming episodes. There is another chair there with no one in it, because in future episodes we will have people in it. We will have guests. I do have a very, very nice list of people I'm going to have on here. If any of you guys have been paying attention to the social media channels when we were posting about like a month ago or so, I was talking to a good friend of mine, Scott Carlson, over, he runs Race Exotics, another local car club, local to us, and he's doing a lot of cool stuff. We were planning to do a podcast at his space before I had this whole setup made. We never really got around to it. He ended up going to Hawaii, so I'd say he did better stuff than sitting in a garage BSing about cars. He's on Legends Rally right now, not as of posting this. This will be posted a little bit later, but he's finishing up down at Legends Rally with Daniel Mack right now. So we'll have a lot to talk about that. That'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have him on this week, so that should be the next episode if everything goes to plan. He'll be our first guest. Jackal Tremotive's also on that rally. We're going to have him on here as well. I don't know when exactly. Hopefully soon. He might be our second guest. But I've got a lot of good friends doing some really cool stuff in the car community that are going to be on here and have a lot of fun to talk about. So what will we talk about? I'm assuming you've already guessed it. Cars. Yes, we'll be talking about cars mainly. This podcast is really planning to just be another sort of way to brand and market the Pacific Exotics brand that you see here on my shirt, if you're watching the video podcast. At Pacific Exotics, we help broker and sell other people's cars, mainly on platforms like Cars and Bids and Bring a Trailer. We have 3 Lotus Esprits coming up here in the future that we're actually gonna be photographing later this week at a very, very gorgeous hangar. So stay tuned for updates on those. I think they're all 3 going to end up going on Bring a Trailer, but I'll let you guys know more about that in the future. So that's what we do here, and we wanted a place to also be able to sit down and talk and yap and BS about cars with other people and other like-minded enthusiasts that are around here and local, and maybe someday not local. Maybe this podcast ends up, maybe we pack this stuff up for a week and take it down to SoCal to talk to other people. But we have a lot of fun things planned for the podcast, a lot of ways for it to grow, possibly events, possibly some live podcasts at some local car places in the future. Who knows? Maybe I don't want to say too much and jinx anything, but I've got some ideas brewing in my head. Now, the set, this is actually at it's a 40 by 60 shop, and this corner was devoted to kind of be a welding tool area corner-ish. This whole shop was, not the whole thing, was built by my dad, but we had someone lay the concrete. This is here at our house, and my dad and I kind of helped do the inside. We did some of the sheetrock, not all of it. We did do the sheetrock in here, hence why there's flaws, but you can't see that because you're too far away. But this area actually does get used for other things other than just podcasting. So in some episodes, if you're watching the video podcast, you might see things like jack stands missing if I have a friend working on their car in here. Or that toolbox might be moved one day. That's my toolbox. That's where I keep all my stuff. So I wanted this space to kind of look like what an actual shop looks like, because that's what it is. So it's not, it probably won't look the same as every single episode. And we're still kind of working on adding some things for the set. We might have some flags or banners coming up here at some point. My grandpa was actually a NHRA Top Fuel dragster, and my grandma recently found some of his old t-shirts. So we might look into getting some of those t-shirts framed, like in a glass, nice frame, and have them hung up there. So that might be cool. That wheel back there, that's a Turbo S, I believe, center lock wheel. I want to say, I'm not going to put the name out publicly because I actually haven't met the guy whose wheel that is, but I do want to meet you because your wheel's freaking sick. Thank you to the Vance Group, whoever that wheel was. He had nicked it barely, just ever so slightly, and was willing to share it on the Vance page for free if anyone wanted to come pick it up. So I called up my buddy Travis, who lived a lot closer to this guy than I do, and he swung by and picked it up. And that's probably one of the only things in this set that's not really functional. I don't think in many shops there's just a wheel sitting on the counter, but we have that. I think it looks cool. I thought it made for a kind of a cool background, and it's a friggin' center lock wheel. Who doesn't like a center lock wheel? It looks sweet. So we have that. It's super light too, obviously, because it's a Porsche wheel, but I mean, it moves around really easily. We might hang it at some point. The original idea was actually to have it be the table somehow, put like a glass top over it. But we kind of wanted it to sort of face you guys, kind of like this, kind of like how it is now. And then I sort of thought about the logistics of building a table and having to pay someone to cut a thick sheet of glass, and I ended up settling on this trusty $35 end table from Target instead. I think it all kind of worked out. It all looks good. I think I was really going for that functional garage look, and I think we pulled it off pretty cool. If you guys have any little knacks or things lying around that you think might look cool, let me know. Or if you guys have any ideas, let me know. Jack, if you're watching, I subtly hope you're not watching this, but if you are, you're gonna get a little Easter egg. This little toy here that's gonna be here for possibly the next two episodes. We'll swap it out with something else. I thought it might be kind of cool to have a centerpiece on the little end table here in the middle. But for the audio listeners, we've got a little orange. I don't remember the color name. I feel bad. But we've gotten a little orange toy Lamborghini Murcielago that I found at a Target one day, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna buy that. Christmas is coming up. I'm gonna give that to Jack for Christmas. The idea was to wrap it in something that did not resemble a toy car whatsoever. We thought it would be funny to, well, we being me, I thought it would be funny to wrap with a couple friends and I the car up in something that didn't resemble it, something like a big old lawnmower or something. And then he opens it and it's like another box inside there, and then that box ends up just being a toy car. Never got around to it. And then his birthday rolled around and I forgot to bring it there, but he'll be on the podcast episode, so his Christmas and birthday gift is sitting right here. So he does have a reason to show up to the podcast, because I have your gift. And you're not getting your gift if you don't show up to the podcast. And if you don't show up to the podcast, I'm not going to visit you in Arizona when you move down. I'm never going to see you again. So you better show up. I'm kidding. I love you. He will show up. But yeah, we have a lot of plans. Like I said, fun things coming on. If you guys have any ideas for people that you think would be fun to have on the podcast, drop them my way, drop them in the comments, maybe send them my way. Maybe we can figure something out. But I've got a lot of people on here. Scott's going to be a fun one. He has so much to talk about. I think he's told me he's had like over 40 cars in his lifetime, if I recall correctly, which is insane. Maybe not insane, but that's a lot. So we'll have a lot to talk about. I'm excited to hear how the new C8 Z06 is treating him. We're going to talk about that. He's had that for a while, and that's what he took down to Legends Rally. So I'm excited to hear how that went out. I've seen some pretty fun clips of them doing some donuts in the dunes. Jack's down there in a Hennessy 6x6, which is badass. So we're gonna hear about that. We're gonna talk about that with him. Lots of fun stuff. I'd like to have my friend back on here at some point if he's ever interested. We recently just got done doing what I believe to be his dream photo shoot. Nakai-san just recently finished building his most recent RWB Porsche here in Tacoma at the LeMay Car Museum, and a couple of friends and I went over to watch him build that. And my buddy Beck was on the media team for that, so he got to get in the fences and shoot up close with Nakai, which was really, really cool. I don't want to talk too much about that because I want to leave it for a later episode. Did that, watched that on Saturday, and then Sunday, Beck and some other friends and I went over to the museum and met the owner and took the car out for some photos, which was a blast. And I'd love to have Beck on here to talk about that. Maybe Travis at some point too. We can talk forever. So yeah, I don't think there's much more to talk about here by myself. I wanted to just kind of let you guys know what to expect from the podcast, who's going to be on here. I wanted to show you guys the set that I've been working on, this cool vision that I've had forever, and seeing it finally come together as a whole is just, it's really cool and it's really exciting, and it gets me excited and really gets the gears turning. I'm excited to share this space with you guys, with some guests, and possibly bring the podcast to other places. So you guys can come and watch. We'll see. I don't want to delve in that too much, but that's the end of this episode. I will see you guys. We're hoping to drop these every Tuesday or every Wednesday. We're gonna figure out that uploading schedule soon, but planning to drop an episode every week. Maybe a couple weeks. We'll put in two episodes per week. We'll see. We're gonna figure that out. There's a lot of unanswered questions as I'm starting this, so expect this to be an absolute shit show for the first couple weeks as we get things figured out. But it's going to be fun. I'm excited to do this with you guys. I'm excited to have some fun conversations with some guests, make some new relationships, have a lot of fun. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And I'll catch you guys later. Peace.